Radio Alabama Sports. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network. BB Comer Softball is presented by Alta Point Health. Caring is our calling. Online at altapoint.org. Coosa Valley Medical Center. Quality care close to home. Online at cvhealth.net. Radio Alabama Sports. Game on. All your local high school sports action is at radioalabamasports.net. And RA Digital, your local digital advertising solution. Target your specific customer, employee, and audience while building brand awareness. It's easier than you think. Online at radigital.media. Now, here's the voice of the Tigers, Greg Wyckoff.
Good evening and welcome to the Donald Comer Sports Complex. If you don't know the voice, it's not Greg Wyckoff. This is Jacob Bassett from the Fayetteville Sports Network as we are in the bottom of the first inning after some technical difficulties. First pitch about 10 minutes ago, we'll say it was right at 4:55, so Fayetteville put two on but couldn't get them across after three quick outs from the Comer Tigers, and it's one out here in the bottom of the first for the Comer Tigers with Cody Curtis up to the plate looking at a 1-1 count. Oh, she got hit, so she's gone to first base, and that'll bring up Sydney Cooper. Lauren Cook, the pitcher for Fayetteville, delivers. Cooper will put that one in center field over Kelly's head, and it's a home run. So a two-run shot from Sydney Cooper will give Comer a 2-0 lead here in the bottom of the first. On the other side, Sylacauga and Lincoln. Lincoln had a two-run shot of their own, giving them a 2-0 lead over the Sylacauga Aggies. We're in the second inning of that one. Lauren Cook, Addie Stanley, Lucy Epperson, Taylor Hammonds, and Henley McGinnis, the infield for the Fayetteville Wolves. Lauren Cook pitching. You have Bella Epperson, Emma Pate, and Charlotte Kelly in the outfield. There's a swing and a miss from Kylie Harrison. Kylie playing in the outfield for the Comer Tigers. Oh, she's doing a little infield work as she hits that one to Epperson at second. Here's the toss over to first base, and there is out number two. And that'll bring up Wells. I don't have her first name on my lineup from Coach Curtis, so A. Wells is what I have. And she is the sixth batter in the Comer Tiger order. She'll watch that one sail across the plate, strike one. It's a nice day right now, but you know, once the sun goes down, it'll cool off a little bit. As we're in the bottom of the first. So 1-1 the count to Wells. It's a 70 degree even here at 5 o'clock. Comer Fable, first round for them in the county tournament. On the small school side, everybody on the small school side, as Wells fouls that one down the first baseline. Everybody on the small school side will be on field one. Everybody on the big school side on field two. There was already two games before this one. Both of them ended 15-0. Childersburg beat Winterboro on the small school side 15-0. And Munford beat Talladega 15-0 on the big school side. Here's the pitch from Cook. And Wells will foul that one off. 2-1 the count. It was a nice night for softball here at the Donald Comer Sports Complex. And Wells will hit that one back to Cook. Here's a toss over to first, and that will end the first inning. So Comer with a two-run shot from Sydney Cooper gives Comer a 2-0 lead. We'll have you on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network.
Atkinson Homes is your one-stop shop for finding a place you'd be proud to call home. Located on Highway 280 in Childersburg, they offer top-name homes like Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier, complete with warranties, new appliances, and full delivery and setup. You can even finance with FHA, VA, or land and home combo. It's all about making the process easy and getting you home faster. Discover more at AtkinsonHomes.net. Atkinson Homes is a proud supporter of Childersburg, B.B. Comer, and Fayetteville Athletics.
A new year brings a fresh start, and Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union is here to help you begin 2026 on strong financial footing. Whether your goal is building savings, paying down debt, improving your credit, or planning for what's ahead, Coosa Pines offers tools designed to meet you where you are. From savings accounts and certificates to low-interest loan options, members can move forward with confidence. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Pitcher versus pitcher matchup here to start the second inning as Lauren Cook will step to the plate for the Fayetteville Wolves, and she's facing Wells, who is going in for her second inning of work. So she'll see Cook, Stanley, and Kelly the first three this half inning she'll see. And here's the pitch. Cook will watch that one sail across the plate for strike one. Once again, this is supposed to be a joint broadcast for Fayetteville and Comer as Cook watches that curve in there, strike two. But Greg Wyckoff should be here at some point. He had some issues at work he needed to tend to, so you'll get the Fayetteville half, but I'm not biased. So Cook puts that one out in right field, and Fayetteville has a base runner. So a speed up, and Bella Teal will run for Cook. And Addie Stanley at the plate. So Stanley hits that one. A little dribbler back to the pitcher. It's on the ground. She'll reach. And Bella Teal to second base. So Fayetteville, like last inning, getting two base runners early as Charlotte Kelly steps to the plate for the Wolves. That's going to be a ball outside. Ball gets behind the catcher, and both runners will advance. That one just a little too wide for Natalie Price to put a glove on. Gets behind her to the backstop. Now you have two runners in scoring position. As bunt attempt is fouled by Charlotte Kelly. So McCoy, Harrison, Tyler, and Lance, the infield for the Tigers. There's a dribbler back to the pitcher. She gloves that one over to first for the out, but that does cut the lead in half for the Fayetteville Wolves as they score. Bella Teal. A bunt down the first baseline, a little squeeze over to first, gets behind her. And Pate is tagged out at second base, but she does get the RBI, and we are tied 2-2. So Wells pitching, Price behind the plate, McCoy at first, Harrison at second, Tyler at third, Lance at shortstop. Cooper, Curtis, and Holly, the outfield for the Comer Tigers. And that'll bring up The lefty, Henley McGinnis, gets between first and second. She's going to turn first, head to second. She's there. She's being waved to third. And she will get there standing up with a triple. And that'll bring up Taylor Hammond. So back to the top of the order for the Fayetteville Wolves. 2-0 still, Lincoln over Sylacauga on the field next to us. And that one's in the third inning. As Hammonds watches that ball inside. So 1-0 the count to Hammonds. She'll watch that one go high. 2-0 the count. Hammonds watches that one. Strike one. Hammonds hit by pitch, her first at bat. Watches that one inside. Here's the pitch from Wells. But that'll be ball four, and the Wolves have runners at the corners for Lucy Epperson. Ball one to Epperson. Ball two. And Hammonds down to second base. And McGinnis will steal home, and Fayetteville has the lead 3-2. With two outs. Here's the pitch to Epperson. Watches that one outside. So 3-2. Fayetteville leads. And now runners at the corners. As Hammonds tried to steal third, she is swiped out. But Fayetteville comes back. It gets the lead 3-2 here in the top of the second. We'll have the bottom of the second on the other half of the break. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville or Comer Sports Network.
Turn up your taste buds at La Costa Mexican Restaurant in downtown Sylacauga. The grill's hot and the flavors are bold. From sizzling fajitas and street-style tacos to creamy queso and fresh-made salsa. Bring the family, grab friends, or make it your lunch break. Portions are generous, prices friendly, and the service always welcoming. Step into a colorful, lively atmosphere and leave full and happy. La Costa Mexican Restaurant, downtown Sylacauga's spot for real flavor. Stop in and taste the fiesta.
Make sure you and your car are insured with the best coverage possible. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Sheila Curtis is there. The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network is driven by State Farm agent Sheila Curtis.
Welcome back to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network. Jacob Bassett. And what is supposed to be a joint broadcast with the Comer and Fayetteville Sports Networks. I do the Fayetteville side. Greg Wyckoff, you know, does the Comer side. He had some issues at work he had to tend to. So hopefully he will be able to join me at some point as we head to the bottom of the second inning. Fayetteville leads 3-2. I told Greg back during football season it was an honor to be on the Comer Sports Network. Well, here I am flying solo. I hope Greg gets everything squared away. as we head to the bottom of the second. With Wells back to the plate. Aaliyah Wells hits from the left-handed batter's box. She will hit in the sixth hole as we are ready to get the bottom of the second inning underway. Swing and a miss from Wells. Strike one. Here's the pitch from Cook. Finds the outside corner of the plate, strike two. Here's the 0-2. Finds the outside corner once again for strike three, and there is one down in the bottom of the second. And that'll bring up Natalie Price, the catcher. Here's the pitch to Price. Finds the inside part of the plate. Strike one. Ball just misses low. One and one the count with one down. Called strike two, same location. Here's the 1-2. Fouled back just over our head to the Lincoln fans over there. Count remains 1-2. Here's the 1-2. Fouls that one down the first baseline. And Price fighting to stay alive in this one. Here's the 1-2 from Cook. Fouls that one straight up. Jones calls for it. Diving catch. And she will make the out. A good effort by Lakin Jones there for out number two. And that'll bring up McCoy. And she'll look at ball one. Madison McCoy hits in the left-handed batter's box with a 1-0 count in her favor. Called strike one. Outside part of the zone. That'll leave in the count at one. Here's a 1-1 from Cook. Called strike two. So 1-2, the count now to McCoy. As she represents the ninth batter in the order. 1-2, just misses outside. 2-2, the count. So two balls, two strikes, two outs here in the Comer half of the second inning. Swing and a miss from McCoy. And that'll end the second inning. We head to the third on the other side of the break. Fayetteville leads 3-2. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network.
Hi, I'm Chad Jones, President and CEO of First Bank of Alabama. At First Bank of Alabama, we believe in building brighter futures for our customers and communities. Whether you're saving for your child's education, planning for retirement, or starting a business, we're here to help you reach your goals. Let us be your partner on the path to success. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Ben Donahue from Donahue Physical Therapy. If surgery feels like your only option, come to see us first. At Donahue Physical Therapy, we've helped so.
So we head to the top of the third inning. Fayetteville leads 3-2. And it'll be Jones, Bella Epperson, and Lauren Cook due up for the Fayetteville Wolves. Here's the pitch from Wells, just misses high. It's called strike one to Jones. So Aaliyah Wells, third inning of work. And Jones will put that one in the gap in the outfield, out and left, and she'll make the turn at first, but she'll hold there. So time for a speed up. And we'll see who that speed up is. Looks like Paisley Stevenson. And a 1-0 count to Bella Epperson. It's Paisley Stevenson now running for Lake and Jones. Here's the pitch. Epperson puts that one down the third baseline, and it'll be caught, as it was going foul by the left fielder, Cody Curtis. And that'll bring up Lauren Cook with a runner at second base. Here's the pitch to Cook, just misses high. One and oh. Here's the pitch from Aaliyah Wells. Ball two. Is that one misses high? So Cook, fly ball out to right field. Cooper makes the catch. And there are two down with the runner on second, and Addie Stanley coming up to bat. So Stanley with two outs, runner at second base. Ball misses just outside. To give you an update on the field next door, Lincoln leads Sylacauga 3-0 in the third inning. Curveball in there, called strike one. So here's the 1-1 to Stanley. She'll put the bat on it. Pitcher Wells just misses it, but the second baseman there to pick it up over to first for out number three. So Fayetteville leaves one in scoring position. Nobody crosses. 3-2, we head to the bottom of the third on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network.
At Allen Brew Markets, we're proud to call this community home. Every day, we bring you great service, quality products, and the convenience you deserve. From morning coffee to late night fill-ups, we're always here when you need us. Allen Brew Markets, your hometown convenience store, your hometown pride. And when it comes to serving our neighbors, we're all in with Allen.
Year brings a fresh start, and Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union is here to help you begin 2026 on strong financial footing. Whether your goal is building savings, paying down debt, improving your credit, or planning for what's ahead, Coosa Pines offers tools designed to meet you where you are. From savings accounts and certificates to low-interest loan options, members can move forward with confidence. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
The third we go. And McCoy, Lance, and Curtis, the three the Tigers will send to the plate, 9-1-2. Lauren Cook back in the circle for the Wolves. Swing and a miss from McCoy. The pitch from Cook, swing and a miss, strike two. Here's the 0-2 to McCoy, swing and a miss, and Madison McCoy will go down swinging, and that will bring up Phelan Lance, the shortstop. Here's the pitch to Lance. She'll put that one in the air to center field. Kelly calls everybody off. She'll make the catch for out number two. So two down now for Cody Curtis. And she has a run to her credit. Change up gets her for strike one. Curtis hit by pitch her last time to the plate. Now looking at an 0-1 count with two outs. Here's the pitch. Hits it to shortstop Hammonds. Over to Stanley at first for out number three. So Comer gets no hits, no runs. We head to the fourth inning on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network.
I'm Chris Kane, and for our family here at Toyota of Sylacauga, it's about more than cars. It's about people. You'll find my wife, my kids, even my dog here some days, because this is where we've built something special. When you buy from us, you're not just getting a vehicle, you're becoming part of the family. Toyota of Sylacauga, worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
Coosapines Federal Credit Union Calmer Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Welcome back to the Donald Calmer Sports Complex. Fayetteville leads the Calmer Tigers 3-2. Jacob Bassett on the broadcast for this one from the Fayetteville Sports Network. It was supposed to be a joint broadcast with Greg Wyckoff and Greg tended to some issues at work, so we head to the fourth inning with Charlotte Kelly leading things off for the Fayetteville Wolves. It'll be Kelly, Pate, and McGinnis leading things off here in the fourth. Ball misses high. The mirror of the first pitch, 2-0. Here's the 2-0 to Kelly. Inside, called strike one. An umpire's really liking that inside part of the plate. You put it there, it's going to be a strike. Here's the pitch from Wells. Kelly, a dribbler down the third baseline. She will get there safely. Is a throw from Tyler, not in time. And Fayetteville has a base runner for Emma Pate. So no outs, runner at first for the Wolves. They lead 3-2. Pate shows bunt down the first baseline. There's a throw over to first. It's overthrown. Both runners will advance to second and third. So Comer or Fayetteville now with two runners in scoring position and nobody out. And that'll bring up Henley McGinnis. And she shows bunt, pulls it back, ball one. McGinnis shows bunt, little squeeze over to first. It's in time, but Kelly will cross the plate, and Pate over to third base. There's one out. For Taylor Hammond, so back to the top of the order. Hammond's hit by pitch her last time. Watches that one sail by her for ball one. Here's the pitch from Wales, swing and a miss, strike one. So 1-1 the count now to Hammonds. Here's the pitch from Wales. Hammonds bunts it down the third baseline. Tyler couldn't pick it up. Everybody's safe as Pate will hold at third base. And you now have runners at the corners. And Lucy Epperson steps to the plate. Here's the pitch from Wales. Hammonds off to second base. A bunt from Epperson. She'll be out at first, but Pate scores. And that'll double up the score. Or that'll make it 5-2. for Lakin Jones, the catcher. Here's the pitch to Jones, just misses high for ball one. Curveball just misses high. Here's the pitch from Wells. Ball outside. It's a 3-0 count. So 3-0 to Jones, gets her on the elbow. They call it a strike. Say she threw her elbow out. So it'll be 3-1 the count now to Lakin Jones. So here's the 3-1. Jones hits that one high fly ball. It'll drop in left center. Runner will score. Lakin to second base. And it's a 6-2 ball game. So 6-2. Fayetteville leads for Bella Epperson with two outs. And Stevenson will check in to run for Lakin Jones, the catcher. 4-1, Lincoln leads Sylacauga next door. 6-2, Fayetteville leads over here as Bella watches that one called strike one. With Lauren Cook, the pitcher, on deck. Ball just misses outside. 1-1. Here's the pitch. Fly ball. Gets over. No, the shortstop makes the catch. Does Freya Lance, and that'll be the end of the top of the fourth inning, but Fayetteville does get three runs across. They now lead 6-2. We'll have the calmer half of the inning on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network.
Hungry for fresh, flavorful seafood? Come to Wharf Casual Seafood, your local spot for shrimp, crab claws, mahi-mahi, and all your coastal favorites. Looking for a budget-friendly bite? Check out our tasty lunch specials featuring wraps, salads, shrimp, and more. Wharf Casual Seafood, wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
Up your taste buds at La Costa Mexican Restaurant in downtown Sylacauga. The grill's hot and the flavors are bold. From sizzling fajitas and street-style tacos to creamy queso and fresh-made salsa. Bring the family, grab friends, or make it your lunch break. Portions are generous, prices friendly, and the service always welcoming. Step into a colorful, lively atmosphere and leave full and happy. La Costa Mexican Restaurant, downtown Sylacauga's spot for real flavor. Stop in and taste the fiesta.
So the bottom of the fourth inning we go. Fayetteville leads 6-2 over the B.B. Comer Tigers. You're listening to the Comer Sports Network. Jacob Bassett filling in for Greg Wyckoff on behalf of the Fayetteville Sports Network. Hey, Greg couldn't make it. Looking forward to calling this one with him in a joint broadcast, but here we are. Fayetteville leads 6-2. Change up from Cook to Sydney Cooper is called strike one. With Haley Tyler on deck for the Tigers. So here's the 0-1. Change up gets her again. Remember, Cooper had that two-run home run back in the first inning to put Comer up 2-0, and nothing going for the Tigers since then. And she's now looking at an 0-2 count. Here's the 0-2. Fouls that one back to the screen. She'll stay alive. So here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three and out number one, and that'll bring up Haley Tyler. Sylacauga cuts the lead in half, 4-2 on field two over here. 6-2 the score over here. Fayetteville leads the Comer Tigers. If Fayetteville, the call strike one to Tyler. So if Comer or if Fayetteville wins this one, they'll play next against Childersburg, if I'm not mistaken, and Comer will play Winterboro first thing in the morning. Here's the pitch. As Tyler puts that one in the air. Cook calls everybody off, and there is out number two. As Sylacauga and Lincoln in the bottom of the fourth. Sylacauga down 2 runs, 4-2 in that one against the Lincoln Golden Bears. And Lance, the batter now for the Tigers. Phelan Lance, the shortstop, made that pretty amazing play to end the last half inning. She steps in and she looks at strike one. Here's the pitch from Cook. Swing and a miss. That'll be strike two. So two outs for the Tigers. And 0-2 to Lance. Here's the pitch. Watches that one low, 1-2. So here's the 1-2. Called strike three on the umpire's favorite spot of the plate, and that'll be out number three. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network.
Busy day? Allen Brew Markets has you covered. Swing by for fresh coffee, a quick bite, or that afternoon pick-me-up snack. And while you're here, fuel up your car and your day. Fast, easy, convenient. Service, selection, and a smile are waiting at Allen Brew Markets. Because when it comes to keeping you going, we're all in with Allen.
Comfortable requires a reliable heating and cooling system. Turn to Brown Heating and Cooling, the official HVAC company of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network.
Top of the fifth, we go. Fayetteville leads Comer 6-2 here in the first round of the small school county tournament. Big school county tournament going on to my right over here on field number two. 4-2, Lincoln leads Sylacauga in that one. And it'll be Cook, Stanley, and Kelly, the three the Wolves will send to the plate this half inning. So, quick moving game here. As Cook hits that one in the gap down the third baseline. And she'll be in there with a single. And you'll see Bella Teal go out and run for her. With Stanley due up to the plate. There's the pitch to Stanley. Offered on the bunt. It'll be strike one. Aaliyah Wells has pitched all five innings so far. As Stanley shows bunt down the first baseline, she'll be tagged for out number one. And now Till in a rundown, she'll get back to second base safely. As a defensive change for the Tigers, Cooper comes to first base from right field, and McCoy will go to right field as Charlotte Kelly steps to the plate, and she'll foul that one away for strike one. So 0-1 the count now to Kelly. Nobody out. She'll bunt it down the third baseline, and it'll dribble foul. Count 0-2 to Kelly now. Here's the pitch. Kelly swinging a miss. And there is out number one. Pitch. Called strike one to Emma Pate. So here's the 0-1 to Pate. She'll hit that one. It'll find a gap between the second baseman and the shortstop. Around third comes Teal, and it's a 7-2 game from the single from Emma Pate. And here is Henley McGinnis. She'll hit that one to Tyler. And that'll be out number three as Tyler makes the catch. But Fayetteville puts one up. They lead the Comer Tigers 7-2 now. We'll head to the bottom of the fifth. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network.
Hi, this is Ben Donahue from Donahue Physical Therapy. If surgery feels like your only option, come to see us first. At Donahue Physical Therapy, we've helped so many people avoid surgery and get results through targeted therapy and personal care. Every case is different, and we'll take the time to do it right. Get back to the action faster at Donahue Physical Therapy.
I'm Chad Jones, President and CEO of First Bank of Alabama. At First Bank of Alabama, we believe in building brighter futures for our customers and communities. Whether you're saving for your child's education, planning for retirement, or starting a business, we're here to help you reach your goals. Let us be your partner on the path to success. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
To the bottom of the fifth we go. Fayetteville leads 7-2. Due up for the Tigers. It looks like a pinch hitter. Or no, it's going to be Aaliyah Wells, Natalie Price, and Holly, the three the Tigers will send to the plate. Called strike one to Wells. So we head to the bottom of the fifth, and this one next door, they are top of the fifth. Lincoln leads Sylacauga 4-2. Swing and a miss from Wells, strike two. Once again, the winner of this game will play Childersburg next. and the loser will play Winterboro tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. Pitch to Wells outside, 1-2. Right now, Sylacauga would play Talladega tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. As they are in the top of the fifth inning over there. Wells swinging a miss for strike three and out number one, and that'll bring up Natalie Price, the catcher. And time called as Coach Reagan Porter will talk to Cook and to set something up here. A beautiful night for baseball or softball here at the Donald Comer Sports Complex. As I have the duty of calling the small school opening round for these two teams. Big school over next door on field number two, and eventually they'll combine and play on the same field to see who will win the county championship tomorrow. So Cook steps back in the circle for her fifth inning of work. There's the pitch as Price hits one over our head. Foul ball. So 0-1, one out to Natalie Price. There's the pitch to Price, called a strike two. Here's the 0-2. Just misses inside, 1-2 the count. So here's the 1-2 to Price. And the defensive swing there, she'll foul it down the first base line. To stay alive at 1-2. So here's the 1-2 once again to Price. Swing and a miss. Strike three, and that'll be the second out. So two down for the Comer Tigers, and that'll bring up Holly. So here's the pitch to Holly. Shows bunt, pulls it back. Ball one. As now Coach Dawson Stubblefield come out to talk to Cook. So time limit calls the Sylacauga-Lincoln game next door. They beat the Sylacauga Aggies, does the Golden Bears, 4-2. So Lincoln will play Munford tomorrow afternoon, and that's a good one to watch, a county rivalry there. And Sylacauga will play Talladega at 9 o'clock in the morning. So here's the pitch for Cook. Holly shows bunt, pulls it back. Called strike one. So here's the 1-1 to Holly. Swing and a miss. That'll be strike two. So, excuse me, Lincoln and Munford fixing to play here just shortly on field two. This one's in the sixth inning, 7-2. Fayetteville leads Comer. Ball just misses outside. And it'll be 2-2. A two down for the Tigers. Here's the 2-2. Fouls that one back to the screen to stay alive. So 2-2 to Holly. Here's the pitch. Called strike three. And that will end the game. Fayetteville wins 7-2 over the Comer Tigers. Comer will play Winterboro tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. These Fayetteville Wolves will play the Childersburg Tigers here shortly. As we'll do a lot of switching around, and David McCurley will be on this same station calling that one. Should be a good one. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network.